Many churches host an annual fall festival. Now, this is a very common attractional outreach. You may host like a Halloween alternative at your church and invite people to come to you. Now, our church hosted an event called the Great Pumpkin Party. This was a three-day event with over 6,000 people from the community who came to our church. This was a party thrown by our church for our community. Listen to me, this was not a party for our church, but for our neighbors. We had pony rides, bounce houses, popcorn, face painting, photo booths, carnival games, and candy. And this event truly became the quintessential must-do event in the metro area. The first day of the event was opened exclusively to children and families with special needs. An event of this magnitude could be difficult, if not impossible, for families with wheelchairs and children with severe physical and mental needs. The first year, we saw 60 people attend the special needs night. The second year, we saw over 600 people attend. Clearly, there was a need, and I gotta tell you, word spread among the special needs community that there was a safe and thoughtful event just for them. People drove for hours to attend. The media was touched and gave us some wonderfully positive coverage each and every year. We were seeking to do good works, and this good work was deeply resonating with our community. It softened hearts, and it led to goodwill. Now, the Great Pumpkin Party also had a special aspect beyond the popcorn and the bounce houses. We had a powerful and winsome presentation of the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, typically, I, Josh, was the main event, and I took the stage and shared the gospel message through the vehicle of the Amazing Chemistry Show. Now, over the three-day event, I would perform 8 to 12 30-minute gospel-centered presentations of the Amazing Chemistry Show. You see, these 30-minute shows, this was where the message of the gospel was clearly communicated to thousands of people. One evening, I looked out at the crowd and I saw the most amazing sight, practicing Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, and even someone from the Sikh religion. I saw people from non-religious backgrounds, Catholic backgrounds, and those who were simply apathetic toward the things of the faith. We sought to provide a free event to the community. And Jesus says these words, "When you throw a party, invite the outcasts, the downtrodden, and those who could never return the favor." You see, we were doing this as a good work, and this provided a sense of goodwill to be cultivated within our community. And a natural outgrowth was sharing the good news. Now, my question to you is, do you host events with outsiders in mind, or do you exclusively think about your own church family?